Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm your host, author John L. Brown, and I have my co-host, Ms. Jacqueline Allen, better known as Ms. J.
Hey!
And today we have someone very special. Oh, yes, y'all in for a treat today. We have Mr. Artist Louisiana Lee. Louisiana Lee will be with us today. All right. Yeah. Ms. J, could you please take the liberty of bringing Mr. Lee on?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, first of all, good afternoon to everyone listening, and thank you for joining us. And I'd like to welcome Mr. Louisiana Lee, Mr. Lee Brannett. You know, we know you do music, and we're going to get into that, but I really want to give the audience a little bit about knowledge about who you are as a person. So just take a few minutes to give them a little information about who you are as an individual, and then we're going to go into about what made you decide to, you know, take on that challenge of encouraging others, you know, to change their lives. So go ahead, Mr. Louisiana, give them a little bit of a taste about who you are.
Yes, ma'am. First of all, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank y'all for having me on y'all's show. Shout out to California, everybody from my home state. I'm 26 years old. I was born originally from Dinosaurville, Louisiana, in the project, back to town, Palm Drive. All my life, due to back and forth from my grandma to my birth mother, and also being homeless at the age of 15 and up, I lived in every city that you could think about in Louisiana, which was where I get my name, Louisiana Lee. From city to city, I have slept in the rain, in a park, ate out of trash cans. It was times that I didn't have no shoes, and all I thought was the way to make it in life was to sell drugs. I didn't feel love. I didn't have no hope. I lost a lot of friends to the streets, to the jail cells. I didn't really grow up with my parents. My grandma raised me, and she died when I was 14. The next year, like I said, at 15, I became homeless. I've been doing music since I was 11 years old. It was always an escape for me. Whenever I would feel depressed, or I would not, or if I felt not loved, or if I felt like there was something bigger for me, a bigger purpose than just to sell drugs and sleep in the park. You know, I would write music, and I would do anything to record that music and try to put it out there. I'm a father. I have two sons, and every day, you know, I wake up and I go to sleep thinking about how can I give them a better life than me and my father ever had and that could dream of. I represent the whole Louisiana. So everybody from Louisiana, you know, y'all stand up. I'm doing this for y'all. I love y'all.
Awesome, awesome. So you talked about your challenges. Now, with those challenges, you know, a lot of times it's easy just to say, look, I got my own struggles. I ain't got time to be looking out for nobody else. They're going to have to figure it out like I figured it out. But at 26, you took it upon yourself to be a light of hope for other young men. And me personally, I like to commend you for that, because I know that's a challenge, because it's hard being young these days. It really is. What was it in you that made you feel like I can help somebody else. And have the courage to share your story with some of the young cats and just keep it real with them to help them change their lives. What was it? What made you do that?
Well, honestly, well, when I was 17 years old, I got locked up for 7 felonies, and from 17 through 19, I was in jail, and that's where I come to find God. And a lot of people say, oh, you don't find God till you go to jail. Well, this young man, that was the last time I ever been to jail, but that time I did go to jail, I actually, you know, I had time to sit back and actually pick up a book and read, and it was the Bible. An older gentleman told me the realest thing that I could do with my life is to learn about God and Jesus and what he did. So reading the Bible, you realize Jesus, you know, he had so much power and so much gifts, and you could say talent, and instead of keeping it to himself, he did for others. You know, he took the fish and the bread, and he split and he fed others. So, you know, I felt like, you know, in the Bible it says to be Jesus, you know, the image of Jesus, you know, the closest you could get. And I feel like, you know, I'm not a perfect person, but I feel like if I can take bread and I can take fish and I can take what I know, my knowledge, my wisdom and my understanding, and bless people to see another way of life. And also, you know, even material-wise, if I got it and you're trying to help yourself, and even if, you know, you're not trying to help yourself, I still want to be that hand that can maybe give you the inspiration to help yourself. Because I feel like that's what God was told me to do, especially giving me a voice as an artist that could touch global, where kids that didn't grow up in my environment, kids that's not from Louisiana, that's from California, that's from any state, that I can reach out to them and let them know that there's a better way in life to carry yourself, to do things, and to help the next man. Because, you know, that's with this world today, wow. I feel like if we all felt like we can help the next man, and we will help the next man or woman, kids, anything, that it would be more of a peaceful.
Oh, wow,
absolutely.
Man, that's powerful.
That's powerful. Yes. Absolutely is powerful.
So, yeah, my question would be just God. I mean, he gets all the glory. Without him, none of this would be possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of times a lot of people fail to realize the power in God changing lives and restoring lives. You know what I mean? And I think that's just really major. One of the things we talked about, and we just want to touch on this a little bit too as well, with so much going on right now with young men being killed unjustly, and, you know, and being a young man, how do you think that really has an effect on the young people that are trying to change their lives, you know, such as yourself? Because a lot of times society only looks at what you have done versus what you have become. They try to make your past be your present, and they don't acknowledge that change. And so being a young man yourself, what's going on? You know, can I just get a little information about how you feel about what, you know, all is going on, and how that you think it affects your young man at your age, because you are a young man.
Yes, ma'am. I think, you know, honestly, I think, you know, before I was born, you know, I'm born March 4th, 1990. Before I was born, this stuff was going on, and for it to be 2016 and still seeing this, it's really a shame. I think that people shouldn't judge somebody off of their color. I think that it should be okay. If they're a good person, they're a good person. If they're a bad person, they're a bad person. I think that, and it's not that I think, it's more of that I know. I know that you shouldn't judge somebody because of their skin color, because it doesn't make them better or lesser than the next person standing next to them. And I think that, you know, people doing the protesting and, you know, the Black Lives Matter, I think that that's what, you know, something, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And I think that, you know, it's been long enough now where all this is going down, where there's people that is my age, even younger, that is like, you know, will my daddy be the next victim? Will I be the next victim? Will my child be the next victim? So I feel like, you know, if we can all stand together, and come to a conclusion that, you know, we shouldn't judge somebody off of their skin color. You should judge somebody off of their character. And to be honest with you, in the Bible it says you're not supposed to judge anybody. So we have no right to be judging in the first place anyway.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's right. You know, I just wanted to take the opportunity to let the audience know, if you guys want to join the conversation or ask Mr. Lee a question or elaborate on what he's talking about, please press 1, and we will let you in, and you guys can ask the question. I really appreciate that. Okay, and I start having people and start pressing. Yeah, Mr. Lee, you have a lot of people that support you because the board is filled up. I mean, you really have a lot of people that support you. And
that music.
Yeah, that music. Man, you hot, man. I'm telling you. You're like, watch out, Lil Wayne. Watch out, Lil Wayne. Yeah,
thank y'all so much.
Watch out.
Thank y'all.
Yeah.
Thank y'all so much.
You know, And I really appreciate you, man. I mean, because, you know, you're taking the time to really help the young people, letting them know that is another way. But another thing, too, I wanted to ask you, who makes your lyrics? I mean, who does your lyrics? You do it yourself or you have somebody else write your lyrics?
Oh no, sir! I've been writing my own music since I was 11 years old. Now I'm 26,
wow.
So that'll be 15 years. 15 years, not one person has wrote my lyrics. I have always wrote my lyrics, and the reason why is because nobody can feel how I feel. You know, the next person didn't go. I mean, we all go through things, but my life is my life, and I feel like I said, it's my escape. You know, so when I need to, you know, not only my music has a big impact on other people, but it also makes me sit back and realize, you know, it gives me motivation to keep doing it because it makes me feel better knowing that I'm doing something that not only helps me to take a step back and think of the bigger picture, but other people also. So, yeah, I write my own lyrics ever since I was 11 years old.
Wow.
Pretty awesome.
That is great. Yes, it is. Well, anyway, we have someone either want to elaborate on something or either ask you a question. Let's let them in. Is that right? Is that right with you guys?
Yes. Absolutely.
Up?
Let's get it.
Okay. Welcome to the talk show, Uplifting Communities. You have a caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Frank. Frank here, Gotti, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
All right. Well, thank you for joining
okay.
us this afternoon.
No problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of the biggest supporters out here behind Louisiana. Lee, you feel me?
That's right.
I appreciate that. Actually, the caller right here, man, he's a very good gentleman, and it makes me feel special to have people that, you know, because he had a hard life too and a rough life, and for him to hear me to, you know, and not only he likes my music, but he's seen another vision. You know, when I rap, he sees my vision. He understands where I'm coming from. And so, you know, I mean, he helps me promote. He's an awesome guy. I appreciate you calling and tuning in, man. And, you know, you always in my prayers, man.
You already know, man. I'm going to keep it 100. You already know. But,
that's right on.
Did you have something else you wanted to say?
No, I just want to say.
Mr. Gotti, did you say something?
I just want to say, everybody, get behind Louisiana Lee because this is the truth right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm only a supporter because I only heard one song and it got my attention and I realized this dude's really living his dreams like everybody else want to live and make it. Because who else on a talk show? You know what I'm saying? Who else in Louisiana got a talk show right now in California? I got homies in California listening to this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how big this is to me. That's why I look at that man like, you know what I'm saying, a star, because he is. That's what my homie told me. So that's what I'm going to put off to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's really out there shining like one.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate that.
Yes,
ain't no problem,
yes. And And I know Louisiana Lee appreciated our league.
Yeah, man, I really do. I really do. You know, I never met him personally, but you know, the way he helps my movement and the way that he helps put my name out there is a blessing. And, you know, it, just how I could be a blessing to him, you know, him and people like him is a blessing to me, and I don't take it for granted. Not a day goes by where I'm not thankful for that.
That's right,
I'm surprised,
man.
I'm surprised out of all these callers, I'm the one that y'all picked. Fuck, I'm still shocked. You feel me? You feel me? Like this Howard Stern. You feel me? Because my son over there got that long hair, don't care already. You feel me? This Louisiana, baby. We wild out. You feel me?
Hey,
so
hey,
I feel like I'm on a show right now. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you, when Ms. J, she always, you know, makes sure that whoever we pick to come on the talk show, because the talk show is about uplifting communities. And whoever we pick, anyhow, if I recommend them or she recommend them, or we have a couple of scouts out there, anyhow, if they recommend them, well, Ms. J normally do background, and she makes sure that they write to come on the show, you know. So, and Ms. J, if Ms. J going to give you your props, I'm going to tell you, you definitely on your way.
I just want to say one thing. I'm Frank Gotti, and everybody get behind the Louisiana Lee music movement. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? Make Lee famous. Make Lee famous. That's
what I got.
That's
got
trending
you.
Right
got
there.
You.
That's
got
be
you,
a trending topic right there. You feel me? Because I'm in this music stuff, but I ain't doing, like, that's a whole nother thing. This is about Lee right now. This ain't even about me. But from an artist to an artist, I understand. You feel me? Like he said, we kind of live the same life. And that one song, Long Gone, that shit got me.
Oh, that's
I'm
a
still
good
playing
one.
That shit. Every day I play that shit. That's my anthem. That's like, don't do it
that
again. Don't get down that road again. You feel me? Don't go down that road again. You feel me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
I feel you, brother.
I
feel you.
About.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
We got another caller. That want to either elaborate on something you're saying or want to ask you a question. Okay, y'all want to let them in? You ready?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
All right.
Let's get it.
Okay. Hello, caller. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, my name is Jessica, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, another supporter.
Oh. What's
All
up,
right.
Jessica? How you doing? What's that, baby?
Good. I just wanted to call and let everybody know that I've been knowing Lee for a long time, and I'm very proud of the man he became today. He's a great rapper. He's a great artist, and he's a wonderful father. I support him 100%, and I really hope that he makes it big. And I hope that everyone stands behind him because he's going to need it. Because, I mean, he is, you know, a good person. And, you know, he would do anything for anyone.
Wow.
And he's been through it all. He's been through a lot. And he knows what everybody's going through. And, you know, for him to become, you know, to actually show people that, you know, this is not the only way to live, that you can always live up to your dream. You know, it's really comforting for him to actually been there and done that and showing, you know, other people that they can do whatever they put their mind to, pretty much. So
wow,
I just want to say
that
I support him.
So great.
And I'm very proud of him. He come a long way.
Oh. Thank you so much. You heard me. You got a first class ticket in your future. I tell you that.
All right. Okay. I love it.
I'll be in front row seat, baby.
You got that. You got
I
that.
Love it. I love it. Wow. This is so great. You know, but you know what?
This is really beautiful.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
The love and support is really beautiful. But it's also the testimony to his character as an individual. Because a lot of times, well, I've met a lot of people, you know, like in the game or whatever, and, you know, I'm not going to say nothing negative. I'll try to keep it cool on radio. But when others call in to testify about you as an individual, not just your craft and your gift, but who you are as a person, that speaks volumes. That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
That's the nicest way I can say that. Because there's a lot of shade in the game. So,
right.
You know, that, you know, Lee, that just says a lot about you as an individual. And I think that makes it, is reason why it is so easy for you to reach out and help others, and others are open to hear you because, number one, you're real. Number two, you've been through it. And number three, I'm going to give you a solution. You know, and how many times the young people, we want to tell them what they're doing wrong, but a lot of times we forget what we're going to replace with what they're doing. We got to give them something else to replace what we're taking from them. You know, understand what I'm saying? So when you,
right.
you know, you're out there with those babies and you're giving them a choice and you're saying, look, man, I did it like this. It may not be easy, but you got to do it, you know. And then being an example of it, I mean, that speaks volumes, you know, it just really does to me. It makes me, you know, mushy, like heartwarming, like I want to cry or whatever, because a lot of, you know, young men are not, you know, I posted something the other day about we don't realize how important the men and the young people are to our survival as a unit, you know, and if they fall off or they're all in jail or all dead or they're just not active in giving back and rebuilding the community, we won't have a community. So
right.
for me, it's really, I don't know, I'm gonna get emotional, but it's really big for me to see somebody at 26 say, I ain't got it all yet, but I'm going to get it, but I'm gonna help you while I'm getting mine. People don't do that no more, and that's just really major. So that to me, that's a big testimony of your character. Seriously, I'm like, I'm all emotional, but it really is.
You
that's
know, and like Lee,
like
I'm sorry. I was going to say something, I'm sorry. But, you know, like Lee said, you know, it's not about color. It's not about race. It's not about gender. It's not about none of that. It's about who you are and what you want to become. You know, what's going on in the world right now is crazy. You know, we're all one. We should all come together as a community and stop going against each other. You know, because, you know, things are just going to get worse if we keep going against each other. We need to come together as one. We're all family. We all bleed the same. You know, it's
yes.
That's just, I don't know. It's my opinion, you know.
Yeah,
but, no,
yeah,
you're,
but you're right.
You're right.
I mean,
you know,
you're right.
I have, you know, and, you know, like Lee says, you know, he always says, you know, people look at me because of the tattoos on my face or, you know, or what I look like, and they judge me, you know. Well, I mean, I've been through that, you know. I'm a white female, and I've been through that. I mean, I have tattoos, and people look at me every day, and especially the job that I do, you know, they judge me on it, and they shouldn't, you know. I'm a great person. I love what I do, you know. Don't mm-hmm. judge me because of what I look like.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
You know, that's just
right.
That's how it's supposed to be. We're all one. We're all family. You know, we don't need
that's
to look
right.
at each other any differently. None of us are perfect. I can tell you that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
real.
Right.
That's real talk.
Yeah.
Talk. Well, thank you for calling. We really appreciate the love.
Thank
all right,
so
y'all
much.
Have a blessed
yeah.
day.
I just
you
want
all right,
to
baby.
Okay.
Y'all have a good day.
Clay D. Shout out to Clay D, the man behind the man.
That's right.
That's
shout
right.
out to Clay D, the man.
Clay D, that's a positive factor in Louisiana Lee's life right there. So you know you got to. You
got to
support that.
Absolutely.
You know,
now,
yeah.
We talked about, you know, the music a little bit, and everybody's talking about how great you are. But what else, what is your plan? You know, as you, you know, you're stepping out in the community and you're doing a lot of things in the community, what are some of the things that you do with the young people as far as mentoring? Is it just strictly conversation, or is it on another level?
Well, you know, it's mostly common. Like, I got people, you know, just like most of us who live the street life, we always looked up to the older people. So now
right.
I got people that looked up to me, you know, when they was 10, 11 years old, and then as they got older, you know, they looked up to me in the circle that I was hanging around. So them people and their friends, you know, I let them know that, you know, all the streets ever did was make my life harder. I let them know to stay in school. I let them know if they're blessed to have parents, to treat their parents with the utmost respect. If they got siblings, brothers and sisters, to treat them with the utmost respect. that selling drugs ain't going to get you nowhere but jail and dead. And once you in jail or dead, then you can't sell drugs. Then everything that you was doing on the streets, now you're in a situation till you can't do it. So what's the point? It's pointless. If you're doing something that eventually puts you in a place where you can't do it, then it was all for nothing. I like to tell them that when you do something to build a platform, that it can not only when you go and you pass, that if you can pass it on to your children and they can pass it on to their children and that generation. You know, people, when I see people who's trying to help themselves, if they have no money in their pocket, if they're hungry, if they need clothes, if they need shoes, if they need gas money or anything, if I got it, I help them out. So, you know, it's always, you know, I try to get the youngsters and let them know that the life that, and I, you know, the life that I live, don't get it wrong. You know, everybody makes choices, but some stuff that I've been through, I had no choice. You know, I had to face it. I had to play the cards that I was dealt. And, you know, now I try to think of, you know, I try to turn a negativity to a positive, you know, make everything positive. And I just, you know, I try to, you know, at least once a week try to round, you know, the youngsters up and sit down and let them know, you know, it's a bigger thing in life than worrying about being cool or gangster or street or the man in your clique. There's a bigger thing. You need to be a man in general. You need to carry yourself like an adult, because one day you might have children and that's the ones that's going to look up to you, and you want them to do good and do right, you know? So that's what I do for my community.
That's great, awesome. Man. Powerful. Oh, man, powerful. That's great.
Powerful.
That's powerful. That is powerful. You know, I love it. That's all I got to say. I love it. I'm shocked. And I'm so, you know, I'm just
right
so
now
happy that you're a young man and is
yes,
doing
sir.
That, you
yes,
know.
Sir.
And, you know, there's a whole bunch of people in their 40s and 50s and 60s. You know, they worrying about going turn up, you know, with nothing
right
to say, but you saying something. You know, but anyway,
right,
we're running out of time. So I wanted you to when is your next event, or do you have one planned?
No, sir. I kind of I know I have some more music videos that my manager / you know video, you know, he does my videos. Is my right hand man Clay D. You know, he's a big supporter of me. If anybody believes in my dream like I do, it's him. He's a good man, good father, and he has my back 100. We're working on some new music videos. I'm going to the studio, drop some new songs. I got a mixtape that's finna drop. It's called Pillow to Pulse. In about a month's time, I'll have it in, you know, everywhere. I'm going to try to touch state to state and try to pass them out myself. That way I can also talk to people when I pass them out and mentor them from that level too.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, we only got a minute and a half left. We have a minute and a half left on the show, and I'm asking you to please close us out.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for coming, Louisiana Lee. I'm one of your fans, so I got you back, too. And I want to commend you for stepping out of your comfort zone to be a positive role model for those in your community, because you had a choice and you chose to be a light of hope. And I just think you're awesome. And I really, 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 really am glad that we had you on the show. And I'm so glad that you got to get a little bit of your message out. Before we end the show, though, if you have one thing positive to say to the young people, or just the people in general, especially the young people, because that's what we're talking about today, what would you say to them?
I would say love one another. Even Jesus, even when somebody was going against Jesus, he showed the best example of still loving them and still giving them care. Love one another. Don't never, ever judge anybody for their skin color, for their gender, or anything that. Always have love, because hate is a powerful thing that can destroy many states, cities, and yourself as an individual. So love one another. That's the most important thing.
All right.
Absolutely. All right, John, your turn. You got something?
Okay, yeah. I just want to thank Louisiana Lee for coming on the show. And God bless you, man, and I got your back, okay? And with that said, good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. Have a blessed evening.